After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 3, Krishna Delivers Uttara. Suta Goswami said, "Thereafter, the sons of Pandu and Draupadi, overwhelmed with grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives. The Pandavas, desiring to deliver water to the dead relatives who had desired it, went to the Ganges with Draupadi, while the ladies walked in front. And having lamented over them and sufficiently offered Ganges water, they then bathed in the Ganges, for the water of the Ganges is sanctified due to its being mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. There sat the king of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers, as well as Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, Kunti, and Draupadi, all overwhelmed with grief. Lord Krishna was also there. Citing the stringent laws of the Almighty and their reactions upon living beings, the Munis and Lord Sri Krishna began to pacify those who were shocked and affected. Indeed, the clever Duryodhan and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhishthir, who himself had no enemy. But by the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed, and the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhan were killed by Krishna. And others also died, their duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. Then Lord Sri Krishna caused 3 well-performed Ashvamedha Yajnas, horse sacrifices, to be conducted by Maharaj Yudhishthir, thus causing his virtuous fame to be glorified in all directions, like that of Indra, who had performed 100 such horse sacrifices. Lord Sri Krishna then prepared for his departure. He invited the sons of Pandu, after having been worshipped by the Brahmanas, headed by Srila Vyasadeva. The Lord also reciprocated greetings. But as soon as he seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwaraka, Krishna saw Uttara hurrying towards him in fear. O Lord of Lords, O Lord of the universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. O my Lord Sri Krishna, you are all-powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally if you so desire, but please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. My Lord, please do me this favor." Suta Goswami then said, having patiently heard her words, Lord Sri Krishna, who is always very affectionate to his devotees, could at once understand that Ashvatthama, the son of Dronacharya, had thrown the Brahmastra to finish the last life in the Pandava family. O Shaunaka, foremost among Munis, or great thinkers, seeing the glaring Brahmastra proceeding towards them, the Pandavas took up their 5 respective weapons. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unalloyed devotees, who were all fully surrendered souls, The Lord took up his Sudarshana disc just to protect them. The Lord of Supreme Mysticism, Sri Krishna, resides within everyone's heart as Paramatma. As such, just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, he covered the embryo of Uttara by his personal energy. O Shaunaka, although the supreme Brahma-astra weapon released by Ashvatthama was irresistible and without check or counteraction, it was indeed neutralized and foiled when confronted by the strength of Lord Krishna, who is the original Vishnu. O Brahmanas, do not think this to be especially wonderful in the activities of the mysterious and infallible personality of Godhead. For by his own transcendental energy, Krishna maintains and annihilates all material things, although he himself is unborn. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.